new commercial tour permit up for the assembly's review.
Mm-hmm.
That is Tom Ganner wanting to do photography tours, but that sort of ties into another issue on the assembly's plate right now.
Which is, of course, one of the best places to take pictures of wildlife would be the Choku Corridor. And yes, the Borough Assembly did last week, or excuse me, at their last assembly meeting 2 weeks ago, request that the staff put together a resolution that they might take under consideration this week. May, what is it, 8th? Right. And so, yes, they will be discussing those two things at the same time, I presume.
The new tour permit, which could include tours out to Chilkoot, right, and a potential moratorium on, correct, tour permits,
right,
at Chilkoot. We now have our, I believe this is the third commercial marijuana business application to be deemed complete by the state. Two of them have been approved by the state.
Both of the other ones were for growing. This one is a retail outlet. So it's called Wintergreen, and it is located on Front Street, like a little south of the dock.
The assembly has been meeting periodically to talk about the budget. Are there any updates that you want to share on that?
We've had three committees of the whole where the budget has been discussed, and there are always questions. There has been no movement right yet officially by any of the assembly members to make notice of actually submitting something. There are questions that lead me to believe that there may be some move to amend the budget to maybe address some of the nonprofit issues. There are some major voids in the budget. One of them is, which I would have liked to see resolved, and it still may be resolved, and that is, are we or are we not going to provide police service outside the town site service area? The budget is a perfect time to make that decision. Also, more capital issues such as the public safety building. What are we going to do with the public safety building?
Also on the agenda is a proposed trip to Excursion Inlet.
Yes.
How did this come about?
Well, because of several things. Number one, the borough recently put money towards the construction of a bridge in Excursion Inlet to replace a bridge that was condemned. So we partnered with the U.S. Forest Service for that. That was installed last fall, so we feel a need to go and christen the bridge. And we also last year received a title to an additional 1,000 or so acres of land around Neva Lake in Excursion Inlet. So it's a very good idea for the, you know, for the government to know its assets. So also there's a growing community in Excursion Inlet, and they're always hungry to talk to their elected officials.
A couple of things just I wanted to note from your manager's report. You note here that it was the fourth lowest year in history for, is that for heli-ski days used?
Yes, skier days used. In the beginning of the industry, when we first started to keep track of the skier industries, was 2007. So that's what, how many years ago is that? 11 years. Yeah, in that, and they were like a little over, I think, 563 skier days. This year, the total number of skier days used was like 973 or something like that. And the only one that, the only two that were less than that was 2008 and 2014, which was another bad weather year. But our peak was in 2013 and 12 and 13. They were the best. The season closed early this year, and it was